Jill Henderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
So birds must need a lot of winter survival skills to get by.
Right, they do. And we can see that a lot of these skills on display, right? Because we have a bird feeder, we can really see them. Everything from fluffing out their feathers to hunching down over their exposed legs and feet. But the one that I was particularly thinking about lately was how we've talked about how they're aren't so many winter finches coming to our feeders this year. We are certainly experiencing that we're not needing to have as much seed to put out. But nevertheless, the seeds that we do put out or that are out there, they disappear. And so where do they go? Where are all those seeds going? You put out a container full in the morning, and within a couple of hours, the blue jays, oh, they can't possibly
have eaten them,
all those seeds. So it brings to mind this very specific behavior that birds rely on, some birds all year long, but we see it very clearly this time of year, and it's called scatter hoarding.
Scatter hoarding.
Yes.
Okay.
So for our winter birds that stay here for the year, this is a crucial behavior to have developed capacity to do through their evolution as a species. The idea is that you are putting things by, just like I put my vegetables in the root cellar, or I put my canned goods of fruit or whatever in my pantry, except you're out there in the woods and you need to be able to find a place to put this seed or seeds or whatever other splendid thing you found. Maybe it's a little invertebrate that you found in the bark of something. Maybe it's a mealyworm that somebody put out as food. Maybe it's a piece of little fruit, a berry. And the scatter hoarding is about doing that so you find a place to put it where it's going to be tucked in and can stay, where other things hopefully won't find it before you want to use it. And then be able to remember where you put it.
And I'm guessing have more than one of those.
Right. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, for sure. So they're in the scatter part of this. So birds, chickadees, nuthatches, and blue jays would be, and woodpeckers are four prime examples of birds that do this. They each have a little bit different approach to the mechanics, kind of, and where they put things, which is somewhat logical because they don't live their lives exactly the same. They don't feed in exactly the same way beyond our bird feeder that they come to and gather something from. So chickadees are taking seeds hulled or in their coats. They will cache their seeds either way. So they don't, if you take a sunflower seed, they don't necessarily take the cover off, the husk off, before they stash it. They can stash it either way. They're stashing it in a knothole, under a shingle, wedged up in a small branch somewhere. Apparently, people who've looked at this caching behavior know that chickadees do it year-round, but they really get into it as fall comes on. And usually, in terms of where they're using a feeding station, like your bird feeder, they would be within 100 feet of that feeder that they would be caching. They wouldn't be going much farther, spending much more energy going farther than that to stash their seed. They also know that all of these birds that do this scatter hoarding, their hippocampus, which is where those spatial memory of where you put it would be stored, their brains increase. That part of their brain is bigger. And it's been studied carefully in chickadees, and their hippocampus actually get larger during the winter, and then shrink again in the spring.
When they don't need it as much.
When they don't need it as much. So otherwise, they are remembering for up to a month or more where they put hundreds to thousands of seeds. So chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers, blue jays, all of them are doing this. Woodpeckers are nuthatches. Interesting, again, people looking at their behaviors around feeders, maybe only 45 feet from where they gather the seed. So closer in, I don't know if that's something to do with the flock size. You know, they show a stronger preference for hulled seeds, at least 25% more of these.
Less energy involved. Yeah.
Blue jays, of course, have the advantage over all of these birds of being able to hold a lot of food in their esophagus. So they can just stash temporarily hoard a lot of things right there at the feeder. So you see them gulping down all these sunflower seeds with husks on. and then they disappear. Well, they haven't really eaten all those. They're just using their esophagus to carry them somewhere. They will put multiple seeds in a single place, whereas some of these other birds, one seed, one place, every seed or whatever it is, whatever kind of food goes to a different place. And blue jays, this was studies with acorns. I don't know if it holds true for blue jays, but I definitely see blue jays are on our place, take off and go. They're not just going a little short distance, but beyond where I can follow them with the binoculars. But they've been studied with acorns that up to 2.5 miles they will take an acorn to stash it and then come back for it. What are the compelling reasons to go to those lengths? I don't know. So some birds are being careful to keep these things secret, in a sense. But I'm sure that they aren't always successful. And I know between species that blue jays, for instance, are very good about following squirrels. Red squirrels around our place, I see them watching the red squirrel as it goes off with whatever, and then just following along through the woods until the squirrel stashes something somewhere. And then leaves, and then right down.
And snatches it.
Yeah. Just a lot of amazing capacities that these birds have evolved to be able to spend winter in our place. Chickadees have to eat a huge amount in the winter because they can lose 20% of their body fat overnight on a really cold night. So they have to eat a lot. So this scatter hoarding is essential to having food when the food, maybe the feeder doesn't get filled. You know, they're eating a lot of other foods, of course, too. And those who aren't living by feeders, they're, you know, obviously eating what's out there in the forest buffet. But they're still doing this same behavior of hoarding throughout their environment so that if times are tough, you're not finding what you need at hand, you've got some place to go to make it through the next day, the next night.
Yeah. Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for talking to us about birds' winter survival skills.
You're welcome.